All right, let's switch gears a little bit and talk about the current state of affairs and trying to get to some X's and O's here and figure out, you know, where things are going south. And really, you know, so many issues in each phase the last couple of weeks, you can't just pin it on one thing. And my big beef right now is just play smart.
Right.
Play smart every phase. And I think everything will settle down. Everybody can take a deep breath. You'll see some success. Play. How difficult is it for these guys to play smarter?
It's not. I mean, it's about their preparation. I mean, it's understanding the system, getting smarter in the system, and playing more efficiently, especially offensively. You have to work like a dance team, and everything's got to be perfect for the plays to work. And it can't start out with a penalty on the opening kickoff that puts you in a negative first down position that gives the advantage to the stadium and takes your advantage away.
And or the Bears, not to interrupt, but or taking a kickoff 9 yards deep in the end zone that is great hang time.
Yeah, you know, it's been tough ever, you know, since the beginning of the season in terms of the special teams and the starting field position. Because I remember reading the thing in the first half that the Green Bay had to the 45-yard line as their starting field position.
The Bears had 10 drives that started inside their 20.
Yeah.
That's just alarming.
Jeff, the thing that bothers me, it's one thing if Aaron Rodgers makes a perfect throw like the one to Reggie Cobb where he beat DeMontre Hurst and he was all over him. DeMontre Hurst was closer to Reggie Cobb than we're sitting together right
or
now.
Or Randall Cobb.
Randall Cobb, too. Both of them. Right? Randall Tex Cobb, too, was the other two, if you want to go boxing-wise. But the things that bothered me were the breakdowns as far as coverage, as far as mistakes, as far as leaving guys wide open. Also, penalties after the whistle. 3 different 15-yard penalties.
I mean, that speaks of frustration, I guess.
When you're losing like this, it's the little things.
Yeah.
You know, the little things are the things that you have to focus on. I think one thing that Bob Wiley taught us when he was our coach, and, you know, Bob was a silly guy, but Bob was one of those guys. He was like, I'll teach you everything you need to learn in practice. He was like, all I want you to do is get it done on the field. You know, and hopefully while you're on the field, those things that I taught you in practice will come back to you. You know, but just get it done on the field. However you have to. Scratch, claw, whatever you have to do to get it done on the field, get it done. But, you know, we'll practice all this stuff. We'll go over it 100 times in practice.
I'm glad you brought that up because that was the message from all of our coaches, even Coach Stanfield. You know, I'm going to get you prepared on the practice field, but when you take it to the game, you have to be ready to go. And that's when you're talking about that frustrates me so much is when I see mental errors at this point in the season from guys who have been listening to this terminology since the beginning of OTAs, that questions me because I know as a player and you know as a player, you're only giving a certain amount of mental lacks in your whole career. You can maybe have a mental error a year. One a year, no more.
That's a crazy concept.
But, Jeff, that's the way it has to be. You're counting on perfection. And perfection is perfection. And, again, you have the luxury of having one.
Is this cliche or is this fact that in the heat of the moment when fatigue starts to set in, you're getting your butt kicked, that you resort to your bad habits. You stop thinking about what you learned on the practice field and what you should be doing. You try to become a solution. I mean, I'm not saying that's right, but does that happen?
No, but that's where practice comes in. Because the things that you practice turn into muscle memory. It's like a boxer. You know, a boxer goes out there and you jump at him, you might get punched in the nose. You know what I mean? It's just the way it works. So when you get tired, you know, your muscle memory kicks in. You just start doing things just off of instinct. You know what I mean? So it's not necessarily that you resort back to bad habits. You know, you resort to the things that you know.
Tom, I wonder how much of it is confidence, guys.
Yeah.
When you look, especially on defense, you look at the guys on defense that have had success as Bears defensive players. They're all on the sideline. You got Charles Tillman out. Lance Briggs have been injured. If you look at the guys that are playing, they haven't had a whole lot of success as Bears on the field. To me,
but
there's nothing to build on.
Success in their careers. I mean, from the Jared Allens, you know, Willie right. Young, obviously he's having a good season here with the Bears. You know, Jeremiah Ratliff's been to Pro Bowls. I mean, Ryan Mundy's been on a Super Bowl team. I mean, there's guys that have experienced success.
Right. I mean, they do. And even the guys that Wilson and Eagle Ferguson, that they are, they're solid contributors right now on the inside, along with Stephen Pye, Jeremiah Ratliff, and the rest of the guys. But it's doing everything fundamentally perfect. It's making sure that when you have an opportunity to make a tackle that's going to result in a 2-yard gain, make the tackle. Don't get your head down and miss the tackle and allow it to be 11-yard play. There are instances that you have to expect more out of every player. You can't only give what you can give. You have to be the most ferocious, the most determined. You got to take on blockers. You got to do everything perfect. And if you're going to solve this thing, and that's with the talent you have, it's about everybody being perfect.